Studio and Transformator are located high atop the historic Dinkle Building, 417 Main Street, Carbondale, Colorado. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the operation of KDNK, please feel free to visit our studio or mail them to P.O. Box 1388, Carbondale, Colorado, 81623. So much for what we have to do. We're on the air, and this is the Roaring Fork Valley's very first community-sponsored, listener-sponsored, non-commercial radio station. And it's our birthday, and there are a few people I'd like to thank, especially the board members, past and present, who are Bill Phillips, Brian Vansel, Brenda Yoakums, Bruce Stolbach, Jim Groh, Mike Spear, some older members of the board, Rick Berman and Marple Lewis, and a slew of other people who have helped us get on the air. Most importantly, I have to say, is someone who I've harassed and pushed and done everything to make an enemy of, but I couldn't do it, and that's Brother Wick. And thank you, Wick, for sticking there. And I guess it's time for our birthday celebration.
April 15th, 1983, and KDNK Radio is on the air in Carbondale, Colorado. The town was smaller then, a sometimes volatile mix of ranchers, miners, and hippies. But these people transcended their differences, rallying behind a handful of believers led by Lee Swidler to create a community radio station by, of, and for the people. Over the past decade, KDNK has gone through many changes. Literally hundreds of people, almost all volunteers, have passed through the station, improving it and nurturing its growth. They say it's your birthday, and today, on KDNK's 10th anniversary, we take a look back at the long, strange trip it's been.
That's our first song. They say it's your birthday. A few other thanks to some other people who have really helped get this show on the road. Pat Knoll, John Palmer, Michelle, Herbie for doing a great job in the studio, Ben Reed, Jim Tippett, Jerry Duckowitz, Gordon and everybody over at Triad. Everybody over at Airwaves, John, thank you so much for getting over here and helping us out. And I guess we'll play another tune.
Mm-hmm. station. I'm a little bit corny. I'm a wild cloud waiting for you. Broadcasting tower.
To get KDNK up and running was a community effort with a hardcore band of volunteer organizers at the center. Leading the charge to get the station up and running, licensed, and getting the equipment operating was Lee Swidler.
Well, when I was growing up, I was already in the mid to late 60s on the East Coast, and I'm a New Jersey person. There was a station, WBAI, in New York, and that was one of the first listener-sponsored radios and stations. And in East Orange, New Jersey, or South Orange at Uppsala College, there was a station called WFMU. And they were a very radical station. And during the war, they at one time locked themselves in the station because the school didn't want them on the air and saying what they were saying. And they just... It was a neat station, that's all. It was a really neat station. And when I moved to Colorado in 78, one of my friends from high school, Jerry Green, he had started Kodo and Telluride, and Jerry and I talked about it, and I said I was going to do it up here, and he wished me luck, and I put an ad in the Journal, and we had a meeting at the old Gordon Cooper Library, which is right downstairs from here, and five or six people showed up. And we had no idea what we were doing, but we worked on it, that's all. We just pushed forward and asked questions. The first thing, of course, was getting all the forms, and then, you know, one of the things we did that Jerry told me was don't invent the wheel twice. And we went to Paonia as well as Kodo, and we paid a lot of money, and they photostated our entire FCC their entire FCC applications, and we were able to, you know, mill through it and pick out there were things that we didn't have to think about. We could change the names and the words and make it apply to Carbondale. Equipment, that was really where the town came in, because we applied for an NTIA grant for, I think we figured, $57,000, and 30% of that had to come from donations. And of course, nobody, although everybody wanted the station, you still didn't know whether to believe, and no one was actually going to hand us checks. So what we did is we got promises that people pledged. If we got a license, they would give us their money. And that was good enough for Washington. Well, yeah, I did all the grants. I had never written a grant in my life. And the first grant we got the first two grants that we asked for, which was the NTIA grant to get us on the air, and then we got the grant to get the translator in Glenwood. And it's just, I don't know, it just takes a lot of time and a lot of typing. That's all.
The way that I had gotten into it was at the Telluride Jazz or Bluegrass Festival that year. I don't think I'd ever been to one, and I happened to be going over to Telluride to climb a mountain.
One of KDNK's first board members, Bruce Stolbach.
Let's see, we'd come over with a good friend of mine and his brother wanted to go home and didn't want to stay at Telluride, so he just took off, and we didn't have sleeping bags or a car or anything, and we went to the show that day, and then that night we're wandering the streets of Telluride and the bar's closed, and our last stop was Kodo, the public radio station over there, and we hung out with the DJ there till about 4 in the morning doing a radio show, and that was my first exposure to public radio. And then when I thought, boy, this is great, you know, and when I saw Lee's ad, I showed up, and I think about five or six people showed up. Let's see. We had it was a lawyer, an accountant, and about four or five hippies. And the lawyer was Bill Phillips, borderline hippie. And Brian Vansel was the accountant. And it was myself and Lee Swidler, Jim Groh, Marple Lewis, and Mike Spear. And that was pretty much the first board.
Working side by side with the board and with Swidler was Wick Moses, who, along with Pat Knoll, served as KDNK's first manager.
All of a sudden, you know, this thing could happen. And they decided they needed a station manager, and they started advertising for one. And Pat Knoll and I ended up going in and interviewing for the job, and they decided that we both had the credentials or were foolish enough to do it, and we both got hired. You know, we started out having a series of meetings, and you know, and then after we went over to Kodo, and Paonia, KVNF, excuse me, there. You know, got some ideas from them, came back here, and proceeded to sit down with a couple of catalogs for equipment, and I started going through them, and because of my background in the audio business, I was sort of selected as the one who was going to, you know, buy the equipment. I thought I was doing... Yeah, you can blame me. I thought I would... Well, I think the fact that, you know, a lot of the equipment that I bought is still here and still running is somewhat of a tribute to it, you know, and the Optimod. We were really lucky in that we had the assistance of both John Freitag, who at the time owned Audio Lab, which was a repair shop that we were affiliated with Main Street. He was a very, very good engineer. And a guy named Gordon Fetterman, who had Triad Communications. And between neither one of them had ever put an FM station on the air. But between the two of them, they had a great deal of knowledge, and both of them were very, very creative engineers. Which we desperately needed at the time. You know, we went through quite a ringing out process with it. I think the most exciting event with the station when we first got all the equipment in and started playing with it was one night we fired up the transmitter. I think it was about a week and a half or so before we went on the air, and we put a test tone out over the, you know, out. Because, of course, we couldn't get on and talk, and it was actually somewhat illegal that we were doing this test tone business. But we got on, and I can remember calling up people I knew in Glenwood and up the valley, and it was like, you know, did you hear it? Did you hear it? And they'd be, oh, wow. They'd tune their radios down, and, you know, they'd come back and say, oh, wow, yeah, ooh, whoopee. Little did we know, of course, that we were putting out a mono test tone, which, of course, had a great deal of carrying power. So when we actually started broadcasting with a stereo signal, it wasn't exactly quite the same intensity. But, I mean, I can remember that night I got home, and I lived halfway between Carbondale and Redstone at the time, and I was walking my dogs along my dirt road, and I can just remember having this incredibly high feeling of just like, wow, I'm actually in the air. I mean, I can, you know, I'm there, you know. It's like, whoa, you know, in the ether, as it were. It was really a very, you know, that was an extremely exhilarating day.
Sharing the manager's hot seat with Moses was Pat Knoll.
Well, let's see now. Of course, I was a station manager with no station. I was actually co-manager with Wick Moses. There was the idea for a station, and there was a space. We helped paint this very room we're sitting in, by the way, and soundproof it. But there weren't any toys. And one of my jobs, well, I had three jobs, actually. We had one of the consoles set up in the basement of the Centennial Building across the street, and three times a week I would schedule people to come in and pretend they were doing a radio show. So we'd push and pull buttons and turn knobs, and that was one of my jobs. The other job was to throw parties, and we threw a bunch of theme parties to raise money for the station. And then my third job was to, we hadn't any call letters. We were operating under a thing called CCAR, Carbondale Community Access Radio. And we wanted to call it KCAR, but those letters were taken. And so I was given the responsibility of checking certain call letters with the FCC, and they had a rule that you could only call up three times a day. You could only give them three numbers every time you called up, or three sets of call letters. So I was working in Aspen at the time at Aspen Magazine, so I used their phone to call Washington three times a day, and thanks a lot for the paying the phone bill, guys, by the way. And I call up and say, KBLLY, KKRB, or whatever the sets, and then this sort of disembodied voice at the end would go, no. So I'd hang up, and I'd wait 3 hours, and I'd call up again, and we had, like, lists of letters. And so finally we stumbled on the combination KDNK, and this went on for about 2 weeks. And so I finished one set with KDNK, and the voice said, yes. So that's how we got our call letters. And the DNK stands for Dinkle, of course, the Dinkle Building, which we are in, a historic name for it.
One of the other really funny things that happened about the whole business was the original antennas that we got were these antennas, which in talking with the engineers and everything, they said, oh, these are going to work great and everything. And, you know, we got them in, put them up on the tower out here by the building. We had quite an episode doing that, as I recall, and, you know, it was very exciting. It turned out that these antennas were designed basically to work in the desert. And any time they got moisture on them, they reflected back power, which is what is called VSWR, variable standing wave ratio, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so what happened was, whenever it would start to snow, which it did quite a bit that year, and rain, you know, the transmitter would start to go bonkers. And, well, I arrived at this clever solution of putting garbage bags over them. So every time the weather would start to get bad, I would climb up the tower with these garbage bags and put garbage bags over the, you know, over the antenna elements to try and keep the moisture off of them, which was incredibly kludgy. It actually sort of worked for a while until the wind came up and the garbage bags ripped. And I can remember being up there when there was a thunderstorm coming in. That was really exciting, too, because, of course, the tower was one of the most prominent things in Carbondale. And since I already had curly hair, I didn't want to get any curlier than it already was.
The $57,000 federal grant was approved. The equipment was purchased and installed. The FCC licensing was granted to the Carbondale Community Access Radio, Inc. And after nearly 2 years of effort, KDNK was ready to go on the air.
And I remember when we first went on the air, I remember myself saying that, you know, I don't hear anything, or I forget exactly what I said, but I didn't believe we were actually on the air. And someone came in and said, yeah, we can hear you. And then I remember we got a phone call from Basalt, and they said, yeah, they can hear you at the bank. And everybody got really excited. And
it was, and I mean, it was really wild. Lee didn't know which switch to switch. So if you listen to the tape, you can hear him talking in the background, and you hear all this noise going on while the Beatles are playing because he forgot to turn the mic switch off or something. And, you know, I was in the other room, so I didn't, you know, couldn't come running in here and flip it for him. And, you know, and then the evening progressed and sort of, you know, became a gigantic party with everybody getting on for, you know, who we had. I think we had a drawing. It was a, you know, pull your name out of the hat sort of thing. Amy Marsh was on actually second after Lee, and then I forget who was on after that, but it was only like half an hour segments, but it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was one of those things where I think we all, you know, we all thought, well, this thing will last for 6 or 7 months and then it'll cool.
Just one more reminder that my name is Barbie Bunsen. I'll be here Sunday afternoon with you from noon to 3:30. Coming up next is Wicked Wick, so get ready. See you later.
Good evening, folks. In order to thank everybody, it would be almost impossible. And as all I can say is, this has been a real experience. And I'm just going to put a tape on with a bunch of songs and have a good time. And I hope you all are, too. So here it goes. Bye. See you at 11 o'clock.
It's been a hard day's night. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log.
Most of the people who came up here were really good. I mean, there were a lot of really great people who came up and did shows. The shows, for the most part, were quite good. There were some very strange individuals who wandered in here, as there still are. And there were some very different things that went on late at night up here.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the plush studios of KDNK.
I believe I said plush there, Engineer Bob. We present Community Access Radio.
Hey, man, what's up? Oh, yeah, man, I got it, man. Just a minute, man.
Hey,
just a minute, man. It's cool, man. I'll get it, man.
It's 6:29, and you're tuned to KDNK in Carbondale, 90.5 FM, listener-sponsored radio. I'm Mark. The number here is 963-2976.
It's 3 minutes after four, and you're listening to KDNK. Our underwriter for the last hour was the Woodshop of Carbondale, and our number is 963-3094. And the underwriter for the coming hour is Sounds Easy Video Rentals in the Soper's Shopping Center in Carbondale. I'm Flash, and I'll be here till 5. Here's a little B.B. King.
Mike Bloomfield, you just tell me all about it any old time. It is now about 10:29, and this is KDNK 90.5 on your dial. This is Christy bringing you the Yo Mama's Blues and Jazz Hour. And now I have a tune by Mother Earth from that great blues singer lady by the name of Tracy Nelson. This song goes out to all you ladies who ever cried over a man. And I know you all have.
Craig Tate, the Flying V. I'm sitting in for Judy Blue. She's in Telluride this week. So I'm doing her first hour and then my show. So the V-Boy is sitting in for 3 hours. Got a good show today. New Talking Heads album is in. Got the new Style Council. And we're going to do some new stuff, some old stuff, and some things that have been forgotten.
And it's straight up 9 o'clock, Tuesday night, the Roy Poteet Show. Thanks for tuning in. That was a pretty set, and the evening's winding right along. I've got another half hour of great music, so stick around.
What are you going to do? What are we going to hear tonight?
Well,
I can hardly
Gayla,
wait.
As usual, I've always featured music from the big bands, the swing bands from the golden age of music in this country, which in my book and a lot of other books, I guess, ran from the mid-20s through the war years, World War II, that is. Before we get into the musical portion, though, I've got to say it. I know so many people in town have said it, and I got to say, how about them Rams?
All right, I'll give that one, too.
What a season they had, and the last game was the best thriller of all of them, I would say, where they won the state championship. And I'd like to give my thanks to everyone who performed and contributed, the cheerleaders, the boosters, the band, coaching staff, KDNK, of course, who broadcast all the games, TV2 up in Aspen, and all the people that helped make the season a great success. Thanks so much.
You're my everything. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil.
First off, we have a Doberman mixed dog who is lost in the Upper Frying Pan area. There is a reward, and so if you see this dog, call Roger Krim. Roger's number is 927-3453. We have a lot of lost animals this morning. We also have a 12-week-old solid gray kitten. She was lost in the vicinity of 4th and Euclid on Friday afternoon. The kitten belongs to a heartbroken 2-year-old boy, so if you've seen it, please call Rory or Patty. Their telephone number is 963-1335. I'd like to remind everybody to be sure and listen to the Klusmeyer News Show Friday mornings from 10 until 11 in the morning on KDNK. And also, the Carbondale Council on the Arts and Humanities is now accepting applications for the Small Grants Program.
Hi, this is Christine Lavin, and
I didn't mean it when I said I hope that lightning hits the transmitter on top of the Dinkle Building and fries the microphone. And I was joking when I said I hope a big gust of wind blows the needle across the record and makes a big fool out of you on your first radio show. No, 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 I'm only kidding. I love this station. You're listening to KDNK in Carbondale, 90.5 FM and 91.3 for all of you people in Glenwood Springs.
And this is Roy Rickus with Alok Dinkle Monster Jazz. Still going on here.
I remember program on KDNK tonight. I have Ruth Fender as a guest. Ruth has grown up in this valley. Her parents and grandparents are well known in this area, in Missouri Heights, Cattle Creek, Crystal Springs, well, all over this part of our country.
This is the This I Remember show. And this is really the first time that I've had the pleasure of sitting in and trying to help with this show. I find it a fascinating thing that we're doing here.
Hi, this is Dion Luke with Crime Stoppers of Garfield County.
Stand by.
Notice to let you know out there, Crime Stoppers of Garfield County has reported to KDNK a scam that is presently taking place in the county. A man and a woman claiming to represent Crime Stoppers have been soliciting funds door to door. Crime Stoppers of Garfield County does not solicit funds in this manner. The couple also claims to be investigating the Homer Abel homicide. Crime Stoppers of Garfield County is not an investigative unit.
And it's about that time for the show to end. Jeff's here, and he's got a classical blend for you this afternoon. He'll be bringing you a little bit of light classical, heavy classical, and a variety of other music. Jeff's filling in for Barb Settles for her classical disc at dusk. Presently 5:02 here at KDNK. Once again, I'd like to let you know that Maggie, a lost sheepdog, is looking for her home. If you see Maggie, please call D at 963-0689. And Jeff is coming up right now.
Okay, if you're going through the canyon today, Monday through Thursdays, from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m., there will be construction in the canyon. The pilot car will be in effect. Expect 30-minute delays. Commuter traffic can travel through the canyon without interruption each day. From 6 to 7 a.m. and from 5 to 6 p.m. There will be no construction in the canyon from noon on Fridays until midnight on Sundays. Stay tuned to KDNK for any changes. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Tonight, Russ Criswell and Karen Wheeler play New Age music and light jazz from 7 till 9. And I think Terry Glassnap is going to be sitting in tonight, so we'll have to see what happens there.
Stardate October 16th. Shortly after sundown tonight, the slender crescent moon appears low in the southwest between two bright objects. The golden object on your right as you face the moon is the planet Saturn. That reddish point of light to the left of the moon is the star Antares.
Hi, this is Little Manny, the guest DJ on here. You're listening to KDNK in Carbondale, 90.5 95 FM in Carbondale, 91.3 FM in Glenwood Springs, public radio in the Roaring Fork Valley.
I mean, the most fun I think I've had was we used to do a show, Mike and Manny in the Morning, and that was Mike Spear and I. And
this week, aren't you up in the press box? Okay, Virginia.
Oh, thank you very much, Virginia. Okay. So, Bill, what's new and exciting in the town of Carbondale?
What's new and exciting?
Tough question.
Sleepy old town that it is.
Tough question. There's really not a whole lot new and exciting in the town of Carbondale.
Business as usual.
The most visible thing that's coming up soon is, I guess, we're going to be sealing the cracks in the concrete streets.
All right. Now, that is big news. Now, if you could give us the dates, maybe we could sneak out there at night and get our initials in there, Bill.
Well, that I don't know, you know. As always, the mayor's left to find out when anything is actually going to happen.
Well, when you find out, you'll hear it first on the Manny in the Morning show. When you can put your initials in the fresh concrete. And I did notice that the curb's
we did a couple shows, more than a couple,
Street,
but we went to the Lariat, or the Rope, as they called it in Glenwood, and that was a really knock-em-down, sock-em bar. And before the Bayou was the Bayou, they had a little eatery in the back of the Lariat. And although they were only open at nights, they opened up in the morning for Mike and I, and we did a show down there. And this older senior citizen came over to Mike and I, and he gave us copper belt buckles that he had made that said KDNK, and he had made them out of copper water pipe. And he had heard that we were going to be down there, and he loved listening to the station. He lived in by himself. He was just a nice little old man, I guess. It was really heartwarming. I still have the buckle, and Mike does too.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay.
Many managers were to lead KDNK over the next decade. Jerry Duckowitz, Virginia Squire, Steve Skinner, Susie Strode, Steve Rubick, and present manager Julie Ross. Almost immediately after going on the air, KDNK leaders added a translator in Glenwood Springs, and during the latter part of the 80s worked with Pitkin County to get the KDNK signal into Aspen, Redstone, and DeSalt. The Aspen Foundation funded a production room, and another major grant from the federal government gave the station the equipment needed to become an affiliate of National Public Radio. Lee Swidler.
You know, there was no groundwork, and so it really was we went through just so many station managers, and since we couldn't pay anybody any decent money, there was no way for them to really make a living, so it was really tough to keep station managers, and they had no one to follow, and none of them had ever been in radio before. Steve Skinner was the first person we ever had as a station manager who had any idea of what radio was about, and I think he really brought us forward in giant steps. I mean, I really think everyone should thank Steve, because he brought us along. He gave us a much more professional sound.
I mean, the things that stand out in my mind were that the station had no production room when I was there, when I first got there. There was nobody even knew what a cart machine was. So, I mean, that was like one of my major accomplishments, was to get the production room up and running in there.
These are sounds you often hear on the radio, but probably shouldn't.
Everything is beautiful.
Well, you get the picture.
Oh, yeah.
This is Ribo inviting you to join me every Friday evening on KDNK from 7:30 to 9:30 for sounds you will not hear anywhere else on the radio on Deep Art.
I'm in slow motion. Sorry. Hi, this is Sherilyn. Some people call me Candy. How's your day going so far? I'll be rocking these Rockies every Wednesday from 10 till noon. My show is comfortably sandwiched between Krusty Twinkies and New Dimensions. Tune me in at 10 bells. That's every hump day on KDNK.
You betcha.
Good old man ain't treating you right. Come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man, oh yeah.
Hi, I'm Ed Bradley, the 60 Minute Man, and before 60 Minutes, before CBS, before I did anything that had anything to do with news, I was a disc jockey in Philadelphia at a little station called WDAS, where I was known as Lil Jazzbo. I couldn't be called Jazzbo because Al Collins already had that name, so I was just Lil Jazzbo. What we're going to do this afternoon is to mostly play some music, have very little talk, some of it themes, some stories to tell. We're going to go on a cruise this afternoon and take you along with us, and there's no better way to start than by going to New Orleans.
Hi, this is Reggie Scanlon with the Radiators, and I always keep all of my radios tuned to KDNK.
And now, once again, it is time for the Binks bi-monthly weather report. It's a chilly 28 degrees outside, although it was a totally lovely Colorado day today. A balmy 72 degrees here, high atop the 35th floor of the Dinkle Building. It's partly clear, and we have a 7 on the dark scale. For all you skinny skiers out there, you should be using, and this is assuming you're listening, of course, yellow clister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll let you hear now.
Start. I'm sure you... Okay, can you hear me?
Day out here. It's going to be hot and sunny, and the rock and roll is about to start. I think what's this up right now? It's leftover salmon, right? And probably one of the best bands we could possibly have at a mountain fair.
Hey, can't wait to hear them.
Of course, that special, because like a mountain fair is pretty special.
Here we are. Time. Manny Goldberg here with former All-American Buddy Barnett. Back up in the booth, buddy. It's right good to on. Be here, don't you think?
Here on the home field.
I'll tell you, man, it's been...
We asked 1,000 doctors if stranded on a desert island what radio station they'd listen to. 8 out of 10 doctors chose KDNK.
I limped into town in a dying 58 Mercury with bald tires and the smell of 30 years of spilled drinks reeling in my head. An asthmatic heater wheezed and sputtered somewhere underneath the dash. Outside, it's the city. Vulgar graffiti and overturned dumpsters wrestled with burnt-out buses and broken glass while knife-wielding punks and machine-gun-toting drug addicts vented their rage and frustration out on the city, the cops, and each other. I lit my last camel, and more out of curiosity than habit, I turned on the radio.
I'm your host, Rich Glazer. It's 8 o'clock, Tuesday night, and time for Mainline Jazz.
And let's see, what else do I have to say here? There will be a pre-mince... Hey, there will be a premenstrual syndrome seminar on Saturday, May 9th at the Jesus of the Christ. Excuse me. There will be a premenstrual syndrome seminar on Saturday, May 9th at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for the Sister Sisters.
Do you think that my pants are too tight?
Yes.
Do you think that I creep in the night and sleep in a phone booth?
Yes.
Do you think that I'm creepy?
Yes.
Do you think that I dream through the night of holding you near me?
Yes.
Susie like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a gal. There's none so classy as this fair lassie. Oh, 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 holy Moses, what a chassis. We went riding, she didn't balk, and coming back from Yonkers, I'm the one that had to walk. If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
Well, I guess it's that time of evening that we're supposed to talk about Susie Johnston.
Mm. Well, the first thing that, of course, everybody knows by now is she's got in some competition with the talent show. She's in at least three acts that I know of. We probably could call Mike Spear and ask him if she's in all of them.
Mm-hmm. Because she probably is trying to be, because she just wants to clinch it so she can win. She wins everything in town, for you people that don't know her. I mean, she was the prom queen, and then she won the radio station, DJ, she's won.
Well, let's face it, she's pretty. You know, she's attractive. She's very intelligent. But I don't think she's talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think she lacks social graces.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You know, the thing is, she's blonde. And that kind of makes me want to question her intelligence.
Oh.
Well, you know what I have? I have this theory. Now, I can't prove it, but it's a theory. That perhaps when she was little, her mother forced her to be in beauty contests.
Oh,
you know, one of those kids who had to wear a tiara all the time? Mm-hmm.
Katie and Katie, you're on the air.
Well, I just was going to say that Susie has no problems compared to mine.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're talking to the guy that's been on the Pampers box ever since birth.
Is that right?
I've been, you know, trying to play it down and not tell anyone, so that's why I'm on the radio and not on TV.
Uh-oh, the cuckoo kids. That means it's time to go.
Hello. Oh, yes. Everything is working, including the headphones. They are made seemingly for a bull mastiff, but I've got them on my head, and they seem to be okay. I don't have a muzzle, but maybe I don't need one. Guess who? It's Keith. And it's the Holding in the Way program for the next couple hours. We just finished with the Best Friends Children's Theater, Stan and Doreen Badgett. And I'll be with you for the next two on KDNK here in Carbondale, playing bluegrass music and country music today.
Well, good morning. This is Bill Woolley. I'll be playing folk and bluegrass music for the next couple of hours. But before I get rolling here, we're going to do today's ski report for all you people who are ready to go out and do some turning today.
The Carbondale Police Department have a female Golden Lab puppy with a blue nylon collar for adoption. Call 963-2662 for further information. You're listening to the Nobody Famous Show, and today my guest is Mr. Justin Johnson.
It's Mascara Nightmares.
That's the Rockin' Rib Show.
Muck, Deeple, Monster Jazz.
If you like to dance, tune in to Kids Beat, Fridays from 4 to 5.
And then there is a memorial service for Roy Poteet Thursday, January 14th at 2 p.m. at the Church of Redstone.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring.
Public radio stations always need money, and a public radio station in a small rural town needs to get creative and stay persistent to raise all the funds needed to pay operating costs and stay on the air. Over the years, benefits for KDNK have ranged from garage sales to concerts, and some KDNK fundraisers, like the Labor of Love Auction and the Talent Show, have become town traditions. While membership drives, well, they just keep right on driving.
How is the...
excuse me while I rattle my paper in the background.
What have you got there, Virginia?
I have the total. We have a new total of members, a new total of dollars collected, a new total of ears out there that are listening to the Jazz Maniac. We would like to say right now that we're up to 300 pairs of ears listening to KDNK.
600 ears.
Yep, 600 individual ears, assuming that everybody both has two.
Yeah, God. Assuming.
Assuming. We would also like to take this time to thank Michelle Edwards, Andy Fee, Wick Moses, and Teresa and Robert Carter. They are our new members this morning. Andy Fee donated $100 to the station as a challenge. He says, come on, you people out there. If he can come up with that kind of money, so can you.
So can everybody else.
That brings our new total up to $3,838 pledged to the radio station. Andy Fee, of course, will receive not one,
15 balls, 85 t-shirts.
And a partridge. And a, no, Andy Fee will receive two KDNK t-shirts designed by Roy Poteet. One beautiful, 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 underlined beautiful bowl. Probably gets our undying gratitude, and I think we'll grovel around him for a while. We're very good at groveling these days, saying, oh boy, thanks. We really appreciate your support.
And
I mean, it's just wonderful.
If you'd like to underwrite or become a member, it's a donation that's tax-free, and it'll help us keep doing the things that you like. So, if you've got anything in your heart, you will underwrite or become a member of KDNK.
We are also accepting collectibles and forgettables for our birthday yard sale. If you've got some items that you'd like to donate to the sale, bring them to the station or call 963-2976 for some assistance from the KDNK moving crew.
Are you listening? Are you paid up, Folkrot? Okay, I want everybody to know John Folkrot is not paid up. So when you see him on the street, kick his tires.
Folkrot is giving more money to that radio station than I have.
But he's not paid up. Let's get down to the bottom line. Have you paid your underwriting bill yet?
Yep.
All right, that's what we wanted
Folkrot's
to hear.
Folkrot's not a freeloader.
Okay.
He's ugly, but he ain't a freeloader.
Okay.
Ugly, but not cheap.
Quiet once again returns to Carbondale, punctuated only by the occasional sounds of yawning and an invigorating game of ping pong. But wait, something is coming to town. Yes, the train is bringing the way past the last Carbondale Spring Talent Show to town on May 15th and 16th. Barry's Camel Rock Depot and Lounge will absolutely be bursting with talent, the likes of which you've never seen before and probably won't ever see again. The way past the last Carbondale Spring Talent Show.
Got a country, I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Get off the stage!
Thank you.
You're listening to KDNK's 1988 Labor of Love Auction. Thank you very much for tuning in and for your generous bids. We are now going to take a short intermission. We'll play you some music. We'll have a few laughs, we'll sweep up the studio, and we'll be back with more 1988 live auction coverage on KDNK.
Oh, God!
A wild card.
That's so wild, like a married time. Hold it on. Woo-hoo. Come here, cowboy.
Tie a rope around that one.
All right.
Let's see. Fat Cat Publishing of Aspen. It's a wild card. C6. Box of 12 Fat Cat Christmas cards. That sounds pretty cool. $12 value on that one, and opening bid will be $6. No one's called in for that one, so that's C6 wild card.
Yeah, that could be better.
Fat Cat Publishing Investment. Okay, we got some bids. We better read them off.
Right.
E47 Gourmet Vegetarian Meal for Six can be done at your house. It's by Simply Elegant Catering, and the bid on that one is $116. It's a $200 value. E49 Steak Pit Restaurant, Mastodon Steaks.
Mastodon Steaks. Woo!
$44. Someone called that one in. What you got there, Thag?
All right, we finally got another bid on the Bayou, Thor, and that's dinner for two. The bid is now $23.
All right, Thag and Thor love the Bayou
Thag
restaurant.
And Thor,
follow frogs.
Wow, I got another one. Here, this is yours.
Oh,
all right.
Sunday's True Food Connection, $50 gift certificate. Someone has called that one in for $32.
Wow. Do you know anything
about this? I was just going to ask you the same thing.
We need more details.
So it means on Sundays you get to eat true food.
Wally is on the roof with no clothes. Call in and support KDNK by calling 963-0139. We need your help. Become a member of KDNK and dress the man. It's 33 degrees outside, folks. Water is considering freezing. It's not quite freezing. Wally is freezing. Thank you, Melanie Carlson, who put a shirt on Wally. She just renewed from Carbondale. Thank you for your support. Wally, I'm sure, is thankful. Wally, reach out there. Ask someone on Mainstream to put your shirt in a bucket, haul it up there, and put that thing on to warm yourself.
In 1989, then-music director Julie Ross was named station manager, and she and former manager Steve Rubick authored a federal grant to move the KDNK transmitter from the Dinkle Building to the top of Sunlight Peak. With the transmitter now at 11,000 feet, the KDNK signal beams throughout the Central Rockies. Ross's lengthy tenure at the KDNK helm has ushered in a new level of stability.
Well, a lot of things are still the same, and a lot of things are incredibly different. I think that working here as a volunteer and as a staff assistant and music director was one aspect of KDNK, and then all of a sudden becoming the manager of KDNK was pretty incredible in terms of trying to figure out just what it was I was supposed to do here. And it's taken the last 4 years to figure it out, and there have been a lot of milestones, I think. I think that what has changed is that KDNK has had a staff that has been here for the last 4 years, with the exception of Susie Strode, who left us at the end of the past year. And that's helped to keep the radio station on an even keel and to make sure that the mistakes that we made prior to each year don't reoccur. And, well, for instance, we have a particular fundraiser and it doesn't work out exactly right, so we brainstorm and decide how can we make it better, and then the next year when we come back around, we actually have a list of things that say, we can make this better, and these are the ways we can do it. And so we try something different, and every year the fundraising gets better, every year the studio becomes more organized, every year our filing system gets better, and in terms of organization, I think it really helps. It's nice that when I first started as manager, the turnover in terms of volunteers was just incredible. People would stay for 2 months and then they'd be gone. And we, every year in the fall and the spring, we'd have this major upheaval and everybody would leave and it'd be Missy and Julie Radio. The two of us would be on the air every day at least. And I think that we've gotten to the point now where people just respect KDNK and their role in KDNK, and it's harder to get a slot now. You know, you can't just walk in and be thrown on the air because you're a warm body. We have a training program in place, and people know that if they get a slot on the air, it's a special thing. And I see us growing. I see the community becoming more involved in KDNK. I see us doing more local news, more public affairs type programming, just becoming a more viable part of our community. And I think that as the community grows, it gets harder and harder for KDNK to be in touch. I've been looking through old historical records of KDNK, and we used to be very involved in a lot of community things, and they used to be supportive of us, and but it was kind of a back and forth type of thing. But as the community gets bigger and bigger, there are just so many organizations that have come up in the last 4, 5, 6 years that we just have grown out of touch with a lot of them, but I think that we're starting to get back in touch.
It's a small town, but KDNK's 10th birthday is a big success story. From jazz to folk to blues, from early morning ski reports to late night rock and roll marathons, literally hundreds of volunteers have sat in the squeaky chair in the KDNK studios. To represent them all here now would take hours, but collectively, they've kept KDNK on the air, helping it grow and thrive, and making it the indescribable phenomenon that it is. Lee Swidler.
Well, I mean, there were times when I was wondering whether we'd make it to the next year, but when it reached that point, I knew that it was out of my hands. Either the community wanted the station or they didn't.
I just can't believe it. I mean, a lot of people know for the
kids. Yeah, but what better thing to come together for than a radio station? Because the radio station is at the pool, and it's at the baseball game, and it's at the mountain fair, and it's at the talent show, wherever else you want it to be. It's the perfect outlet. It really is. And I'm thrilled about it, really. 10 years is a neat thing.